From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. A problematic graphic landed the MU Athletic Department in hot water Wednesday night after it was posted to Twitter. MU Athletic shared the graphic as part of the NCAA's Diversity and Inclusion social media campaign this week. Before it was removed 5 hours after being posted, the tweet in question had pictures of three MU athletes and an athletic staff member, accompanied by I am and I statements. Ariel Mack, a black freshman track athlete, was pictured with the statement, "I am an African-American woman." Chad Jones Hicks, a black ticket office assistant, was accompanied by the statement, "I value equality." Meanwhile, the caption for Chelsea Christensen, a white gymnast, read, "I am a future doctor." The caption for freshman swimmer CJ Kovac, also white, said, "I am a future corporate financer." According to the Columbia Missourian, the tweet quickly received criticism on Twitter, many from black MU students and alumni. One student said the tweet showed a lack of inclusion and diversity in the teams that create content to show it. In conjunction with removing the graphic, MU Athletics tweeted an apology saying it made a mistake. Quote, "Our intent was to provide personal information about our students, but we failed. We listened and removed the post," end quote. A Missouri attorney is suing the state house, claiming it acted unconstitutionally by blocking public access to some lawmaker records. The Kansas City Star reports Sunshine and Government Accountability Project founder Mark Pedroli filed the lawsuit Wednesday. This lawsuit stems from a new internal House rule that allows lawmakers to shield constituent records and party strategy from the public. State lawmakers previously exempted themselves from open records laws, but voters in 2018 passed a constitutional amendment applying the Sunshine Law to lawmakers. Pedroli says House members violated the Missouri Constitution by blacking out information from some lawmaker emails that he requested. The House chief clerk says the chamber is using its constitutional authority to establish its rules. Hy-Vee pharmacies are adding drug take-back receptacles. These will allow customers to safely dispose of expired or unused medications at any time. Hy-Vee made the announcement yesterday, just days before the Drug Enforcement Administration's National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, which is Saturday. According to the Columbia Missourian, the receptacles will be in all 276 Hy-Vee locations by November 7th. Hy-Vee will also limit initial opioid prescriptions for acute pain to 7 days. According to a company press release, this limit will not apply to chronic pain, cancer care, hospice, or medications to treat opioid addiction. Kristen Williams, Hy-Vee Senior Vice President and Chief Health Officer, says the company wants to be part of the solution to the opioid crisis while continuing to provide needed care. Broadband access was a major talking point at an MU Engagement Week session yesterday. While broadband expansion has federal and state funding in Missouri, speakers emphasized there is still much work to be done. Marshall Stewart, MU Vice Chancellor for Extension and Engagement, says broadband access is one of the most important needs of the state. Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe pointed out 10 schools in the state don't have broadband access to show why the topic is one of the governor's top priorities. I'm Sam Mosier, KBIA News, Columbia.